So I'm here today with Malcolm Elthorpe. He's one of the SkillStep students and they've just completed a first aid course. So Malcolm, hi.
Hi.
Hi. If you could just tell us a little bit about the first aid course and also how it's adapted to people with sight loss, that'd be really interesting.
On the first aid course today, we've done a variety of topics to include resuscitation, recovery position, a bit of bandaging, and having done first aid courses in the past where for sighted people, it was nice to see that the course was adapted for the severely sighted and, shall we say, blind individuals, where the tutor would assist them to navigate, doing resuscitation on the table to so that people could get down, and if people had other problems, work around it.
Brilliant. And could you tell us about a few of the other techniques? I think you were talking about some of the techniques that you've done in the session.
Yeah, it's like when coming to do the recovery position on the floor, it will be as people are coming up to the person to do the recovery position, instead of, say, walk, because they can't see them, coming up slowly, and they might kick the person, so, oh, there's my patient, so, right, because they can't see where this person on the floor is, and a lot more doing it, but doing it with a lot more guidance from the tutor than, you know, so that they could say, right, well, you get hold of this knee, but the person had it, the tutor would say, guide them and say, there's where you need to be touching, rather than doing it totally by sight.
Yeah. And was there anything else, anything that you've learnt that you feel will be useful for you in the kind of...
Certainly an update on my skills, and a little bit on the fact that having poor eyesight doesn't necessarily mean you can't do first aid, you can't do resuscitation. It's given me a whole new insight into, yes, it can be done.
Brilliant. And so do you think it's made you feel a bit more confident?
Yes, definitely.
And can you speak for the rest of the group?
I think I certainly can a lot. We've had a lot of fun in there today, and that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. First aid can't be a boring subject. It's a serious subject. But to have fun while doing it is a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And do other people in the group feel more confident in if
I
they were in
it? I think so. You know, everybody's had a chance to have a good try of everything if they wanted to. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for speaking to me.
No problem.